Like many households, the government spends more than it takes in, and it has to borrow money to pay off the outstanding debt. But it's Congress that has to approve the amount that the government can borrow. This is the debt ceiling limit. It was introduced in 1917 during the First World War to create economic certainty. Since then, the debt ceiling limit has been amended, extended, or raised on 78 occasions. The Republican-led House has passed legislation raising the debt ceiling limit, but it has attached conditions which would slash federal spending, where Democrats describe the bill as nothing more than economic blackmail. So this is a political problem as much as it is economic. Nevertheless, the economic impact, both nationally and globally, on government default would be devastating. Mike Hanna, Al Jazeera at the White House.